Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. Our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along with me on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Today is day 1547 of our trek, and it is time for our daily snippet of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue your daily trek in life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. Today's quote is from Rick Warren, and it is, "Money is a useful servant, but a useless God. If you don't manage money, it manages you." So today's snippet is, money is useful and useless. Money, we all desire it, but how much is enough? This question has been our dilemma since the beginning of commerce. In and of itself, money is neither good or bad. Yes, for all practical purposes, it is a necessity to live in today's world, but it does not bring happiness, peace, or contentment. We work so hard to obtain it, but would give it all up in an instant for one more breath of life for ourselves or for our loved ones. It all boils down to whether you manage your money effectively or if you allow it to manage you. Many times we will enable it to control us. We buy things that we don't need. The more you own, the more those very things own you. Some examples is buying a home, land, a car, or a boat that you cannot comfortably afford. We then have to work more just to maintain that lifestyle. Money can be a useful servant that will enable us to further God's kingdom here on earth, but it makes a useless God if it controls us. We have to understand that God owns and retains all that we have. At best, we are caretakers of the things that He has allowed us to manage. Once we die, we take nothing with us, and it passes on to someone else to be the caretaker. This understanding is more of a reality for Granny and me, as we own the generational home and land that everyone in the family refers to as the big house. This house was built by my great-grandparents in 1903. We realize that while we are responsible for maintaining and having the privilege of living in it, we are but caretakers for the family and for God. So it is with all that we have. When you have that mindset, then money no longer controls us, but we are responsible for managing all that God has given us to care for. Here's our verse for today, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 17. Teach those who are rich in this world not to be proud and not to trust in their money, which is so unreliable. Their trust should be in God, who richly gives all we need for our enjoyment. As you ponder this nugget of wisdom yourself, I would ask you to please encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,546 treks or read the Wisdom Journal, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for another Daily Wisdom.